Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
It's Brian Noonan in for Dean Richards on 720 WGN, and you know that song means it's time for food time here on WGN. Today, I am happy to welcome back our friends from Broken English Taco Pub. Chef Frank Valdez is here. They have a new brunch starting on July 15th at all three of their locations, Old Town, Michigan Avenue, and Lincoln Park. Frank, good to see you again. How are you?
Nice to see you, Brian. Doing well. Keeping busy, just like yourself, pulling a double.
Yeah, it is like I'm in the service industry today, pulling a double. Not as hard as being a server or a bartender, but, it's still a double.
No, don't sell yourself short.
No. Last time we talked was right before Cinco de Mayo when you had some big things planned. I'm guessing they all went very well.
It went extremely well. We had the Follow the Mariachi, mm-hmm. which went, was our very first time. We were slammed at all three locations. People were enjoying the trolley, enjoying the mariachi. I mean, I'm sure your stuff on Instagram and all that, social media.
Oh,
things.
Yeah.
But no, it's been business has been great. Everything, like I said, thanks Chicago for supporting us.
Give people a little background if they're not familiar with Broken English Taco Pub. You guys haven't been around that long, but things have moved very quickly.
So we actually Cinco de Mayo was our 1 year anniversary. So we're looking at a little bit over a year, and now we're at three locations. We're it's something that I don't think a year ago I would have thought, saying, hey, I'm going to be in charge of three of these.
Yeah.
We started over at in the Loop at 75 East Lake, and after that we moved over to Old Town. And then in our last April 20th, we opened our in Lincoln Park, which is our biggest. It's the largest one of the three. And I think, like I said, Chicago's just been really, really, really nice to us, and hopefully they enjoy what we're doing.
The Lincoln Park location is unique not only because of its size, but because of you took over a couple different storefronts and created something a little different.
Yeah, it's almost shaped like a triangle. So it's over on Lincoln Sheffield, and it's an odd location. One was a parking lot. One used to be like a hamburger place at the corner. And the other one was like a flower shop or something like that. So yeah, it was kind of a weird kind of thing, and it all works,
yeah.
Just sometimes things that are a little eccentric kind of work and tend to work out, and that is a different location, but we kind of use the space, I think, so it's people are kind of happy.
Very nice. We're going to get into the new brunch in a minute, but for people not familiar not only with the concept of Broken English, tell us about the menu. What because people hear Taco Pub, they're like, all right, I kind of get it, tacos, yeah. But it's different.
So what we do is, Broken English is like you said, it's a pub. Essentially, it is a pub, a cantina, and normally you would get at a bar you would get burgers or whatever. So our whole kind of twist on that is we're a taqueria. So we serve nine different tacos. We do have some burger options. We do I call them nacho mama nachos. we do a big bad burrito. We do some things, other salads.
Right.
But essentially, we are a taqueria inside a pub. So, to us, it's like this, we do really good tacos.
Yeah.
Have great margaritas and great decor. The ambiance is there. What more could you ask for?
Well, obviously the tacos are your bread and butter. The margaritas, which are made all in house,
correct?
That's the other, and they're on tap, which people go, I want to see them house made. But they're made.
They're
you
made.
Just don't see
exactly. So we keg all our margaritas. It's just sheer volume.
Yeah.
And that's and I'm glad you brought that up, Brian, because some people kind of say, oh, it comes out so quickly, and how is that possible? Are you guys using some sort of mix? And I'm like, no, everything we have a machine that's this automated machine that kind of slices the limes and squeezes them and does it, You know, so it's all fresh lime juice. Yeah. We use agave nectar, 100% blue agave. You know, so the quality of the product is there. I mean, one of the gripes I think I hear from people is that sometimes they're a little too strong. So we're like,
oh, boohoo.
Well, yeah, right? I mean, I'll take a strong margarita over a weak one any day.
Exactly. I would rather say, oh, I taste the tequila instead of, there's nothing in here.
In here, yeah. That tastes like water.
That's just me. But,
you know, after two, usually you kind of see the difference in people when they walk in and they start to slur a little bit. They get up and they're like, wow, I don't know. Something's wrong with my shoes.
I would also rather, I mean, as a consumer, I would be happy that my margarita came a little quicker. Because, as you mentioned, with volume, if you were, depending on your bartenders, to make make those each drink by hand and the pitchers by hand, that would be a Herculean task. Nobody would ever get their drink.
Agreed. And then it also helps with consistency.
Yeah.
You know, if everyone, you know, every bartender is going to, he's going to, you know, they're supposed to use and measure or whatever. And, you know, we all know, like, sure. you know, this is my friend. It's going to be a little stronger, a little heavier. You know, and then some other people a little short, you know, it's like, and then you don't have a consistent product.
Yeah.
So I think it helps in not only the speed and efficiency, it also helps in the consistency of the product.
And how long does how long will a keg of margaritas last? Because I'm guessing it's not sitting there. You're not getting a week old margarita.
You're not getting a week old. So they're batched. So they batch a couple kegs depending on the day.
Yeah.
You know, so when it's lighter, they're not going to batch as much. But I mean, on some of the Fridays and Saturdays, I mean, we're going through, 15 kegs, you know.
Wow.
So just imagine the sheer volume. It shelf life on it isn't, you know, you're probably going to get a couple days only.
Okay.
But you're not, you know, it's, you go through the product. Yeah. So it's not something that you overbatching.
And you guys have great beers and other spirits, and people are like, maybe I'm not a margarita person.
Yeah, we have great cocktails, and we have last time Emily DeCanter was here with us, and she her last name is perfect for being a mixologist.
Is that her real name, or is that a stage name?
That
a bartender
is her real
name?
That is her real name. You know, she has a great name. I said, you know, I wish I had my last name as Cook or something. That would be like a great
Frank Schefman.
Schefman. Yeah, right. Chefster.
Hi, I'm John Chefster. All right, let's get to the food, because you mentioned your taqueria inside a pub, so you're focused on tacos. But in this market, it seems every place is doing brunch. Now, you guys are you still going to be doing the breakfast burrito bar?
We are doing breakfast burritos. So I actually brought some in.
Great.
I brought a breakfast burrito in. I brought a chorizo con huevos taco, and I also brought in some chilaquiles, so you can get to try those. We are doing breakfast burritos.
That was going on before you decided to introduce the new brunch menu, right?
Correct.
And that was what makes a place like you guys go, all right, it's got to be just there's so much demand for brunch. You go, well, we have to get in on this brunch thing, but you don't want to just be, hey, we've got waffles and
So the thing is it's all concept. You know, I kind of make the menu kind of fit the concept.
Yeah.
So, you know, all the brunch items, I do actually have a churro waffle on the menu.
Ooh.
That's
not just,
exactly,
hey,
not
throw
just,
an Eggo in the toaster and
exactly.
Enjoy your brunch.
So we're making a churro waffle. Ooh. With some al pastor pollo, and I make like a chorizo gravy.
Nice. So your twist on chicken and waffles.
Exactly.
Very
exactly.
Nice.
Pollo and waffles. So, you know, so.
Pollo sounds better than chicken. I like the way you say it, Frank.
Pollo.
Frank Schefman.
Right?
I'm sorry to interrupt. I just heard churros and chicken, and I got a little crazy.
That's what it's supposed to be, right? Get you hungry.
Exactly.
So the brunch, our brunch too is, you know, we're also going to do a lot of cocktails, you know?
Ah.
So, you know, a lot of the things is, you know, we have Emily kind of, she's, you know, crafting new cocktails for brunch.
Right.
And, you know, our thing is maybe a little more booze, less eggs. How about that? I don't know. Sounds
I'm always
for
good for that, especially on a day like this. We're sitting outside or sitting at a restaurant for a little while.
Oh, it's beautiful weather.
Sounds wonderful. Let's take a quick break. Frank Valdez is here. He is the chef for Broken English Taco Bar. You're one of the owners too, right? partner, you're one of the big, you're a big shot over there.
I create the menus
and you do all the cooking. You can go to tacopub.com. That's where you get all the information on all three of the locations for Broken English Taco Pub. We'll talk about the new brunch menu. We'll sample some of the wonderful brunch things, and we will do all of that on the other side. It's 720 WGN. Sarah. Joey, my nemesis. Oh, won't you smile? Frank, I don't know how you feel about Hall & Oates.
I love Hall & Oates.
I do as well. Joey plays this song every time we work together because I had a long-running one-sided feud with Hall & Oates because when I was in college, I went to see them, and they did not play Sarah Smile, which is my favorite Hall & Oates song. But I did. Joey, you know this. We've cleared the air, Hall & Oates and I. I saw them last year. They did play Sarah Smile. All is forgiven, but Joey does not let me forget. He rubs it in constantly. Frank Valdez is here from Broken English Taco Pub, part of Dean Richards' Food Time today. Broken English Taco Pub, three locations. Go to tacopub.com, get all the information. All right, so we were started to talk about brunch, and every place does brunch, but now at Broken English, you've got to try to figure out how to, as you said, fit it into the concept of the restaurant. How long did you try? How long did it take to formulate this menu?
So, you know, I kind of took the breakfast burrito. We're going to have four style breakfast burritos. The one you have right now is I call it a double pork. Got pork belly. It's got some bacon in there, some queso cotija.
I'm sorry, what?
Queso cotija.
Some sort of cheese.
A cheese.
I got the queso.
Yeah, got the queso right. Some queso cotija, similar to kind of like Parmesan.
It's delicious.
And yeah, so when I'm crafting it, you know, so I took that as a starting point. I also have people kind of know, you know, chorizo and eggs.
Sure.
You know? Chorizo and huevos is something, you know, has become kind of a staple now when you think of breakfast.
You see chorizo at a lot of places that you might not expect to find chorizo.
And, you know, and people kind of are doing their own variations on it. Now everyone's kind of doing it. You know, like, oh, I'm going to throw some feta in there and whatever, making Mediterranean kind of style, you know, which is great. Isn't that what America's about?
Yeah, just mixing things up.
We love to kind of just, you know, add some stuff here and then it'll make it our own. So yeah, I took that, you know, and then I added, what would I like to eat, you know, if I'm going out for brunch? So like I said, I'm going to do a churro waffle with a chorizo gravy, some al pastor. You know, fried egg on there, which is my take on, like you said, chicken and waffles.
Chicken and waffles.
You know, that's a staple for brunch. I mean, it's hearty. You get some stuff. And it really works well because it's, like, sweet and savory. You know, the churro has, like, you know, some sweetness. Then you got the gravy, and it's kind of rich. And then, you know, so it's I think it's a fun kind of brunch dish.
Yeah. It sounds good. And it's one of those things, again, if you're going to a place like Broken English, you want to stay consistent. If I'm used to going there in the evenings and having some tacos or nachos and a couple margaritas, I don't want to go in on a Sunday morning and get your basic, you know, here's the same brunch that I can find anywhere.
You know, and that's kind of, you know, so that becomes one of the things. And we're also going to still have our tacos, which, you know, overwhelmingly, I think still people come in and, you know, I don't care if it's 8 o'clock in the morning, they're still going to be like, hey, I want some tacos. Which is one of these things. Tacos has become, such a big snack kind of food.
Easy. It's easy to eat. It's quick.
Quick, walkable. You know, you can walk with it. it's kind of, you know, I look at it as like the new hot dog, you know, it's a great, you know, you do just put in your hand, you take a bite, you keep walking or whatever, you know, you have also the stance. You know, you know, because people, you know, there's like when you're eating like an Italian beef, you also it's the same kind of thing with the taco.
There's a lean.
There's got to be a lean to it, right? Because it's going to drip. You know, people are like, oh, there's a little meat juice just can't get on my shirt. Hey, you got to learn the stance.
Right. That means it's fresh meat.
Exactly.
It's not something that's been sitting in a chafing dish for hours.
You kind of want that, right? You want it to be a little juicy, something, you know. And that's what makes it flavorful and great.
And you mentioned, like, that's what this country is about, mixing things up. Tacos have evolved immensely over the last few years.
Without a doubt. And I think people need to understand that tacos have evolved not only here in the United States. They've evolved in Mexico. Right. I mean, we go to Al Pastor. Al Pastor was shepherd style. That is something that was brought from the Middle East. Middle Eastern immigrants came to Mexico. They brought the... the donor, the spit, you know, the you know, where you're thinking you're the giro, and they're they, you know, kind of put pork because that's what they liked.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, it has evolved and it continues to evolve. Stuff continues to, you know, the world is not as big as we think. You
yeah.
know?
Everything, it comes, you know, you have something there and then it comes back this way. So, first of all, let's get back to the brunch real quick. Is this going to be Saturdays and Sundays? What are the days and times for the brunch?
Yeah, it's going to be Saturdays and Sundays, and it's going to start at 11 to 3.
But during those hours, you, as you said, you'll have your regular menu too, which just says...
Now, yeah, you'll have your tacos.
And now, going back to during the week, the breakfast burrito thing will still... The breakfast burrito bar will still be... Is that just in Lincoln Park, or is that
That
in
is
all
just in Lincoln
locations?
Park, and okay. At the moment, I think we're going to push it back. We were starting at 8. We're pushing it back now to about 11.
Okay.
But you can still order some of the breakfast burritos.
It's very breakfast burrito. That's another great, easily transferable food. You know,
it is.
You go from and again, just like the tacos have evolved, the burrito has evolved. What kind of things? As when people hear tacos, if they haven't been to Broken English, they're gonna think steak taco, a chicken taco, maybe an al pastor. What other kind of takes do you have on a taco?
Well, I have a fried chicken taco, which is my take on like a Baja style fish taco. Use chicken, and it has a little bit of ghost pepper mayo and smoked cabbage slaw. I also do a fish of the day, which is not breaded and fried. It's, you know, either grilled Ooh. Or on the flat top. You know, so I have some of the options I've used are, you know, swordfish. I've done haddock. I've done escalar. So, you know, I kind of change it out and, you know.
And do the toppings then change depending on the fish? Will you mm-hmm. use one slaw on a fish that's maybe a little milder yeah. as opposed to something that's a little
change
stronger?
Change it up a little bit, and then you know it kind of keeps stuff interesting too for people yeah. who you know come in and you know there's a lot of people who want to eat a little bit healthier.
I love a grilled fish taco,
and I personally am a big fan of not you know like the fried Baja style are great.
Yeah,
but sometimes you want something you want a little bit lighter. You don't want you know so you say hey, little nice. You don't need to hide. If it's fresh fish, you don't want to hide and right. mask the flavor of the fish. So if you have a nice piece of a swordfish, hey, little slaw on there, little herbs, you know, and you'll be doing great, you know?
And those light tacos leave room for another margarita. That's
key. That's the key. You know, that's the thing, you know? You always want to have margaritas, and margaritas are delicious.
Right. Well, they go together. It's even with the brunch. So what do you have any, has Emily given you any tips on the new brunch cocktails that might
yeah, she,
be?
Yeah, she actually has one. It's called... Is that a cucumber in your pocket? which is, it's delicious.
She drinks a lot when she's
she
creating
does.
These, doesn't
she? Does.
Sure, I don't blame her.
So she actually is, I think it's made with a little bit of liqueur made from aloe.
Oh,
so
wow.
So she was debating between the two names. She had, is that a cucumber in your pocket or aloe, it's me? So I thought they were both fabulous names for a cocktail.
They are both very good names.
And it's a great cocktail. So, you know, I was like, you can name it anything, and it's cocktail number 3. It's a delicious cocktail.
Ordered that, for the name, stay
right?
for the taste.
Definitely.
Perfect.
Definitely.
So that's going to be there. Everybody talks, you know, brunch, immediately people will think of Bloody Marys. Are you going to have a take on the Bloody Mary?
She's going to have a take on the Bloody Mary. She's definitely going to have a take on a Bloody Mary. I think we're doing, she's working on a iced coffee cocktail.
Oh, that sounds very
so,
nice, too.
So that's going to be kind of fun. You know, kind of a Mexican iced coffee. You know, I think the garnish is going to be like maybe a churro or something.
Oh, man.
So it's going to, you know, we're trying to do fun things
right.
that fit the concept and taste really well. You know, that's the thing. We have just as much fun as you know, consumers. You know, I love to go out and eat just as much. Like I said, all the time, I'm, you know, Chicago is... a great food town, and you know I love to take advantage of the great restaurants we have just as much as anyone else.
When you're going out now, you're around Mexican food all the time. You're creating new dishes. When you go out, do you try to stay away from Mexican restaurants, or do you go and see what some other people are doing? Just to know
yeah,
what else is
I,
out there.
I think
there.
I try everything. I do, you know, I do check out other Mexican restaurants and. You know, we have a lot of great Mexican restaurants.
Oh, yeah.
We have a lot of chefs who are doing great food. And I also go out and just enjoy, I mean, you know, places like Avec, which, you know, have been around doing great
yeah.
food. And then, you know, but not always just fancy restaurants. There's a lot of good restaurants, you know, that actually one of my favorite tacos is not even Mexican. It's right by my house. It's called Unhacor. and they do this paratha taco thing that
is
delicious.
That?
So it's kind of this mixture of Thai and Indian.
Oh,
and
wow.
They kind of do, it's really great. It's great. It's like Korean and Indian. So they do like this bulgogi kind of beef thing, and then they use a paratha, and it's delicious.
Wow.
You know, and I always tell people, you know, people are like, oh, where are your favorite tacos? I was like, well, you know, actually, it's not even Mexican, but it's a taco. So I love the creativity of people kind of creating something new and saying, you know, like when people, I don't like when people are kind of like, well, you know, that's not what a taco is. A taco should always have like onions and cilantro. And they're like, well, you know what? We kind of could do, you know, you could, it's explore a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, it might, you know, if it's done well, I think it does pay homage to, you know, I always think that you do have to know the history and learn how to, you know, walk before you run.
Right, you have to have the basis, you have to have the foundation, and then you can build upon it. It's like you talked about before, everything is always evolving, whether it's a taco, whether it's a margarita cocktail. You know, you think, used to be just a shot and a beer. Now Emily's creating cocktails with aloe and churros.
Yeah,
and
and they're great.
Yeah.
And there we would, you know, and it's people coming up with new things and kind of exploring. And I mean, then that's the beauty. If we stay, you know, at a standstill in anything in life,
right,
I think it's just not, it's not good for, humanity.
Well, that is true. Broken English Taco Pub, not standing still, continuously evolving. Their new brunch begins July 15th at all three locations. Brunch will run Saturdays and Sundays from 11 to 3. New menu items, the tacos will always be available, of course, the wonderful margaritas and the new brunch cocktails. So everything will be there. If you want any information, you got to go to tacopub.com. Find out everything that's going on at all three locations. They have private events available. Talk to the people there, and they will hook you up. Frank, it's always good to
always
see you.
Always a pleasure.
Continued
Frank.
Success, and thank you
so
for
much.
Bringing in the treats. The breakfast burrito was phenomenal. I can't imagine. Everything is always good at Broken English.
And stay caffeinated for your double.
We're going to try. I'm going to do my best. Hopefully, I will not get too logy from all the fantastic stuff you brought in, but I'll rebound by 6. And we will see you up at Broken English very soon.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for coming in. All right, let's do this. Then we'll wrap up, and Frank Fontana comes up after the news here on WGN.